Welcome to the Rail Market Update on the State of Freight podcast, brought to you by FTR, where we share timely transportation intelligence with you on a weekly basis. The Rail Market Update is hosted by FTR's Vice President of Rail and Intermodal, Todd Tranowski. As Todd presents the information in the podcast, you can follow along and review the graphs and indicators by downloading a PDF or PowerPoint version of the presentation from our podcast landing page. A link to the PDF is available now at www.ftrintel.com/podcast. From there, you can also find past episodes and downloads of the Rail Market Update, as well as the weekly Trucking Market Update with Avery Weiss and much more. That link again is www.ftrintel.com/podcast.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the FTR State of Freight Rail Market Update podcast. As always, I am your host, Todd Tranowski, the Vice President of Rail Intermodal here at FTR. Thank you for joining us this week as we make our way almost halfway through the month of December. Hard to believe that we're already within sight of the Christmas and New Year's holidays. But with that, we will jump right in this week and get right into it. Hopefully you're able to join us for our FTR Engage sessions. We just had one this week that looks at our outlook, all of the FTR experts, our outlook for 2021. It is well worth your time. You would definitely be well served by taking some time and going back and listening to that session. Submit some questions if you'd like. I'd be more than happy to try and answer them for you. It's a really great session, really engaging session, as the name would indicate. But we also have the other sessions available to you as well. We had one on railcar, we had one on intermodal, we have one on the rail equipment space. We also have the truck and trailer equipment space, and the economy as well. They're all well worth your time. I certainly encourage you to go back and make the time and listen to them. They're very reasonably priced. If you're an FTR subscriber, or if you've attended our conference either in 2018 or 2019, or you're a member of the Northeast Association of Rail Shippers, they are free with our compliments. If you don't fall into one of those groups, each session is $200. The entire suite of six is $1,200. Definitely worth your time. And we look forward to seeing everybody next year, hopefully, back in Indianapolis, back at the Crown Plaza Union Station in downtown Indianapolis in September, where hopefully we can all get back together and be part of a large group to have these necessary discussions, these necessary talks about where the industry is headed and what the forecasts say for the year ahead. But with that, we'll jump right in this week. Intermodal volumes have a little bit of a holiday hangover. When you look at the latest week's data coming out of Thanksgiving, intermodal came back, but it didn't come back to where it was before the holiday. So we'll have to see next week's data, although the data for this week will be a much cleaner data set in terms of its comparisons. And so we'll have to see when we get that data in what that tells us about intermodal. But the early returns at least show that intermodal has a little bit of a Thanksgiving holiday hangover. We'll see where we go from here, though. Service is at decent levels. Service is stabilized, which is important going into the winter. And we'll take a look at some of the numbers around that. And the carload markets bounced back a little bit better than intermodal from the Thanksgiving holiday. Sort of a little bit of a holiday bounce, but we'll have to see if that's able to be maintained as we get into the current week's data and beyond, or if things revert to sort of the slow crawl they were at in the carload space before we went on Thanksgiving break. Intermodal volumes, yes, they took a step down with the holiday. They haven't recovered, but they're still operating at their holiday levels. They're still operating very strongly, right about 380,000 carloads a week, well above the five-year average number. So, yes, we saw a tick down with the holiday. Yes, we didn't bounce off of the holiday yet. That doesn't mean it won't happen once we get a clean week of data in this week. But we're still, even with all that said, we're still operating at a very high level when you think about the intermodal markets. We're still above the five-year average. We're still double digits up year over year. So things on the whole basis, on the overall, the 30,000-foot view of intermodal, they look pretty good. And one of the reasons for that is the trailer market did bounce back. the trailer market did show a seasonal uptick in the latest week. We did see things improve off of the holiday bounce. And things bounced back above where they were before the holiday. So the trailer market that has been very vibrant over the last 6 months of the year only continues to do so as we get the surge of e-commerce packages through the system. Here, as everybody went out and did their online shopping on Black Friday and Cyber Monday, there really wasn't a brick-and-mortar push this year. It really was an online-only phenomenon, and that helps the trailer market. All of those parcels have to get delivered somehow, and domestic trailers are one of the ways that you can find excess capacity. If you're a less-than-truckload carrier or you're a parcel company, you can leverage that network, and it looks to be, at least for the first week, that they have done that. The container markets really followed the overall intermodal markets in the sense of that they took a step down for Thanksgiving and just sort of held there in the latest week. We'll see what happens this week when we get the data in to determine, did we take a permanent downshift into the holidays, or are we going to go back to the levels that we were through December, through the end of the year? Service, you know, the bright spot is that service is stable. If you look across all railroads, all service types, all commodities, all regions, things are really at a decent level. You're 24 miles an hour overall. You're above the 10-year historical average. You're above each of the last 2 years. Service is at a good level, which going into the fourth quarter, going into the first quarter, when you get some more weather issues, when you get some more difficulties operationally, that's a good place to be. It says that things are not declining. It says that things are holding their own, and that's important. It's important to be able to hold your own into a more difficult operating environment. It says that the carriers were able to bring back enough employees to stabilize their operations, to not continue to see service decline in the same way it did coming right out of the pandemic. And it really doesn't matter which region you look at. The West is faring a little bit better than the East, but overall, things are good. The East, you look at it compared to the 10-year average, it's not quite as strong as the Western carriers. Compared to last year, it's not quite as strong as the Western carriers. But overall, service is hanging in there. Service is doing okay. And shippers should be, on the whole, fairly happy with their service performance. You know, we'll see if that is able to be maintained to the end of the year. Normally, as we've talked about before the holiday, you see a little bit of an uptick in velocity toward the end of the year. But that's also accompanied by a seasonal downturn in volume. And we don't know whether we're going to get that seasonal downturn in volume this year. We'll have to see as we go through these next several weeks. Because if we don't get the volume downturn, carriers are going to have to be that much more efficient to generate the typical seasonal uptick that we see. And if they don't, but volumes stay high, that'll be able to help us to gauge that performance and sort of grade on a curve for the amount of volume strength or weakness that we see over the next several weeks. The carload markets saw a little bit of a bounce coming out of the holiday, but overall we're really just continuing the slow growth pattern that we were on before the holiday. Not a whole lot has changed when you think about the overall carload markets coming out of the holiday. The economically sensitive freight commodities, which I'll remind you if you're not a regular listener, if you're not an FTR subscriber, when we talk about economically sensitive freight, that means we exclude the coal, we exclude the agriculture, we exclude the petroleum, we look at just those sectors that are more closely tied to the underlying economy. And on that basis, things bounced back out of the holiday, but they only bounced back to where they were. It's really a pretty flat picture when you look at economically sensitive freight. It's taken a little bit of a step down over the fall, and over November, it's been a really flat picture, which is about what you would expect seasonally, but we're below our seasonal expectation. We're below last year's levels. We'll just have to see when economically sensitive freight gets a bounce, because it really didn't in the latest week. It just accounted for the holiday effect and got back to where it was. Shifting gears to talk the bulk sectors. Coal has shown a little bit in recent weeks, but it's still at a very depressed level. It's still below 70,000 carloads a week. You're just not making any kind of meaningful, substantial traction toward the five-year average or toward even the year-ago levels. It's really just a down market and likely to be a down market for the foreseeable future. Of course, on the other hand, the other major bulk commodity group, the grain markets, they've been a bright spot, and they continue to be a bright spot. They really didn't notice the holiday all that very much. They took a little bit of a step down, but really continued to hold their own, right around 41,000 carloads a week, about 6,000 carloads a week above the five-year average, about 20% up year over year. Grain is a bright spot, as we sort of said earlier in the year, to expect to see grain continue to be strong, and it has been strong. And it's something that we expect to see continue through the first half of 2021. But then grain is sort of a victim of its own success in the back half of next year. It has a much more difficult comparison than a lot of other carload commodity groups, which means it's going to be a lot harder for grain to continue to put up positive numbers as we get to this time next year. We'll just have to watch. We'll have to see what happens. But as we think about the back half of 2021 in the grain markets, expect a much more muted performance than you've seen this year, and then you will expect to see a lot of other carload commodities. Chemicals traffic definitely saw a surge out of the holiday. We'll have to see if this surge is sustainable once we get a cleaner comparison, but at least in the latest week, things really sort of turned up in the chemicals traffic, and we'll have to see, like I said, we'll have to see if that is sustainable or not. The petroleum products space has stepped up over the last several weeks, but it is simply a seasonal uptick. It is not anything unexpected. It is not something that meaningfully moves the needle for petroleum products. It's really just a seasonal pattern type of event in the petroleum products space. Stone, sand, and gravel took a step down for the Thanksgiving holiday and has stayed at that lower level. Now, you would normally expect to see some level of weakness this time of year as construction activity winds down. It gets pretty cold up north. There were snow flurries, snow showers up around my hometown of Philadelphia just the other day. That's not conducive weather to major construction projects. And so we would expect to see stone, sand, and gravel continue to be pressured, continue to hold this 21,000 carload a week level over the next several weeks and not make a meaningful turn toward its five-year average. Lumber and wood has just held on to its five-year average. It hasn't made a meaningful move higher. It hasn't made a meaningful move lower as well. It's just sort of holding to its typical expectations seasonally. Pulp and paper definitely has seen an uptick in the last several weeks, moving itself back toward its five-year average, but still about 300, 350 carloads a week below that level. We'll have to see as we get a cleaner comparison exactly where that takes us, exactly whether there's legs there or not, if we start to revert to more typical level from what we saw before the holiday. Automotive markets, a little bit of a step down for the holiday, a little bit of a recovery in the week after, really continues to be fairly flat, right around 25,000 carloads a week, down a little bit year over year, down below its five-year average. Again, in this marketplace, you're looking for a catalyst, and we don't really see one on the near-term horizon in the vehicles and finished parts space. So what are some key takeaways? Excuse me, the data's a little bit noisy this week. We'll get a cleaner comparison next week, but intermodal volumes, definitely a little bit of a holiday funk. Definitely did not come back as strong as the carload markets or as strong as they were before the holidays. We'll have to see if that persists as we get a clean week of data this week, whether that's just a timing issue or whether there's more to it than not. On the carload side, like intermodal, we'll get clearer signals next week, but carload appears to have a little bit of momentum right back to its pre-holiday levels, but it's still a slow crawl. It's still that slow and steady trajectory that we've talked about, and in economically sensitive freight, it's not even that. It's really a flat picture. And service going into the first quarter appears to be stable, appears to be at a level where shippers don't have to worry about a significant downturn occurring, but it's also not going to be potentially significantly improving as we go to the back half of the year. You may not see the sort of erosion that you would expect in volumes, and as such, you may not see the seasonal appreciation of service metrics. That's not to be concerned about so long as volumes stay high. To the extent volumes show their seasonal pattern of weakening to the end of the year, you would expect to see service improve. As we get to the back half of the year, at least we are stable as we think about the winter, as we think about where things are headed into 2021. And with that, I'm going to sign off. As always, I am your host, Todd Tranowski, the Vice President of Rail and Intermodal here at FTR. Feel free to reach out to myself or any member of the FTR team if we can be of assistance with the markets or with what you've heard in the podcast. We're always happy to discuss what folks are hearing in the marketplace. Feel free to reach out at any time. Until then, have a great week, and we will talk to you again next week.
That's it for this week's Rail Market Update on the State of Freight podcast. The Rail Market Update will be published each week along with a downloadable PDF of the presentation. If you find this transportation intelligence useful, please take a moment to give us a positive rating on your podcast platform of choice and send us your feedback by email at podcast@ftrintel.com. You can find more publicly available State of Freight content and download the PDF of today's presentation by going to www.ftrintel.com/podcast. FTR is the leader in freight transportation forecasting in North America, providing consistently reliable reports for trucking, rail, and intermodal transportation, as well as providing demand analysis for commercial vehicle and rail car. For more information about the work of FTR, visit www.ftrintel.com or call us at 888-988-1699 to find out which publications will best support your business.